Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you. We are 24 hours away from Texans training camp beginning. We had a nice social event with the Texans media staff last night to get us amped up. Nothing gets me more amped up than free appetizers and alcohol and open bar, bowling, and video games.
And they do a really good job.
A tremendous job.
Especially with the appetizers.
Yes.
Lots of finger foods, yes. Lots to get you full.
There is nothing tongue-in-cheek about what I just said. I love that event every year.
No, it's really good.
It's like the first day of school, too, because you see a lot of people who you haven't seen all summer, you know, from different media outlets, and nowadays different people that stream their own shows and things like that that you don't, you know, you're in touch because of social media, but you know, it's like getting back together. It's like being at school, like being in the playground, getting ready to walk into homeroom for the first time.
It's a who's who of Texans media.
It is.
I think that's a good way to look at it. A who's who of Texans media, so much so that I ended up not getting a chance to go to this yesterday because I had a family emergency. Mm-hmm. But ahead of time, I'd planned to go. I'd RSVP'd for this event and everything. I was picking out what I was going to wear. You know, like,
yeah.
I feel like we're past that stage of life. It's like, what am I going to wear to this? If it's not like a super formal event, you just wear whatever you're going to wear. This was a big enough thing to where I had to pick out an outfit.
I had an outfit. I picked out which pair of Jordans I was going to wear with my outfit.
Same.
I got a compliment in the elevator in my building on how good I smelled going to the event. Yeah, man.
Which is key. Smelling good sometimes even more important than looking good.
Combo of cologne and some of the Rock's Papa Tui body lotion. Coconut silk flavor.
I'm not familiar with the Rock's body lotion.
Rock's got some excellent grooming products.
That doesn't surprise
me.
They
sell them at Target.
Okay.
Papa Tui is the name of them. It's almost a free live read, but Amy really likes how they smell. So that's the key. I don't care how I smell. I care how she thinks I smell.
You caring by proxy is really just how the woman in your life cares.
I just want her to think I smell good. Yeah.
Yes.
Or not think. Know that I. And I'm making an effort too. I've
always said guys can get away with, and I'm not calling you ugly or me ugly, but guys can get away with not being handsome or good looking.
Yeah.
You can't, because I've seen beautiful women date ugly guys, and 100%. I'm sure all of us have. Everybody that's listening has.
Yeah.
I have not seen beautiful women date smelly guys.
No.
I don't see smelly guys get girls.
No, smell good, have a sense of humor, yes. And you can cover up a lot of blemishes.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
100%.
How you feeling this morning, my friend?
I'm feeling really
good.
Got
your 7-Eleven coffee ready to go?
Got a 7-Eleven coffee.
Do you have a place that you stop like in the mornings? Like is that a specific 7-Eleven that you stop at and you know the guy behind the counter and everything?
So I don't know them yet because I just moved. This is a new... Okay, so Sean,
right.
this is a new crib. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am what I call like a corner store connoisseur.
Okay.
I'm a corner store guy.
Yeah.
I go there for all sorts of number of things.
Yeah.
I might go to the store, whatever store is closest to my house, I might go 3 times in a day. That would not be weird. Like just for different things.
So this is a new one for you.
So this is my new spot. Now it's the spot that's also closest to my parents' house. So it's not a spot I've never been to before, but it is a new spot for me kind of frequenting. So I think I'm gonna test this one out and see how it goes.
Okay.
There are a couple of different candidates. The 7-Eleven is one that's open at the time when we're driving in to do this show.
It's like American Idol for convenience stores.
Yeah, yeah.
This is great.
They are auditioning.
So, how are they doing so far? How's that coffee treat?
So far, so good.
Okay.
I mean, it helps that they were open at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
You know
that's
mean?
Kind of a big deal.
So
yeah, they do need to be open, yeah.
Yeah, I like the... There's a Murphy's nearby, too. A Murphy USA.
Yeah.
Between the two of them... it's a pretty tight race, I would say.
Okay, good. All right, I look forward to keeping track of this contest that you've got going on.
It's actually a serious one.
Yeah.
Like, which corner store will be mine?
It's a big deal.
I'm trying to decide which one is closest in proximity, which one has the best product, and all of that.
It's a big deal. Weigh in on the text page if you can help out B. Scott. Out south side of Missouri City area.
Yeah, Missouri City, close to the Fort Bend toll.
Yeah, man. Give him some suggestions. So I'm at the event last night. And it gets to be about 8:30, 8:45, and this is when the Astros game is just starting up because they're in Arizona.
Yeah.
And I glance up at the screen at like 8:50, maybe 9, thereabouts, and they're already down 1-0.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, self, this feels very familiar. And as it turns out, I was right. It does feel familiar for a reason. The Astros have not scored. Did you know this? The Astros have not scored first in a game. Do you know the last time they scored first in a... They won, by the way. If you're just waking up, I should say that. They won 6-3.
They did.
And we're going to talk about Bryce Matthews in just a second. Could not be happier for that
How
kid.
About Bryce Matthews?
Could not
coming
be
out party last
Two bombs
night.
Last
Shout
night.
Shout out to
we'll
Bryce Matthews.
Talk about that in a second.
Atascocita's own.
That's exactly right. Local kid made good. Do you know the last time the Astros scored first in a Major League Baseball game?
I don't know this stat. And I imagine, and I did watch the game last night, I imagine that they said it and I missed it, but I have a feeling you're going to tell me.
You remember when they beat the Dodgers 18-1?
I do remember that.
July the 4th?
Yeah, 4th of July, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was the last time they scored first in a baseball game.
Yeah, that feels like forever ago.
12 games. I mean, it feels like forever because they plunked an All-Star break in between. Like, think about that. If someone had told you on July 4th, after they won 18-1, hey, enjoy that. They're not going to score first in a game. Well, we still don't know. They still haven't. I mean, this thing may keep going. It's still open-ended.
So win
we're
or
on July 22nd now.
Yeah, because they've done some winning and losing since then. And
more losing than winning, but yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
But win or lose, they don't score first.
They don't score first.
Too often.
Either
days.
Way. But last night was a night where they answered quickly.
Yep.
Swiftly and with great authority. And Bryce Matthews, I'm driving home because I got to get home now, man. They're losing. I'm in the car and they're going to, you know, listening to Steve Sparks and Robert Ford on the broadcast. Shout out to them. They do a great job.
Yep.
And they're going through Bryce's number since he got called up. And there was not a lot of confidence that he was going to come through with two outs and two on in that moment. And then he hit the bomb.
Yep.
He got to see you later.
Yeah.
And then he hit one again later in the game. And so his first two home runs, and this is kind of what Bryce Matthews has been in the minor league level too. You know, a lot of feast or famine, especially with the home road splits.
It's the story of his offensive game so far.
Is
feast or famine. He did a pretty good job of walking, but he's either walking, hitting, or striking
out. He won
out.
You a game last night.
He did.
He won you a game.
Five of the six runs were brought in by Bryce Matthews, and you won by three runs.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, it's a big deal, especially when you look at how lost he looked in the very beginning, striking out. And, you know, what was he like, 1-for-13?
Well, he was 1-for-12.
1-for-12 going into this game. So his second and third big league hits even are home runs.
Are home runs.
Yeah, and it took all of five games for him to kind of figure out and get his feet under him. It is really great to see.
It's great to see. When he's not striking out, he's making good contact. Even like some of his out, when he was 1-for-12, you know, some of the outs he's getting that are non-strikeout outs have been well struck baseballs.
I feel like only his first game where I think he struck out every at bat, if I'm not mistaken.
He made contact on he had a fly ball in his last at bat because I remember his parents celebrating it like it was a home run.
Right.
Like,
right.
Oh, he made contact. Thank God.
But I feel like after that first game, and really if you go back to just the Seattle series,
five of his first seven at bats he struck out.
But over time, the at-bats started to look better and better.
Yes.
So, and then that culminates in last night and two home runs. And so we've kind of seen the progression. He just wasn't getting results, hadn't been getting results at all except for the one hit. And then you finally see some results of the improvement over the last several games, five games or so.
So that's, you know, it's just, it's a different guy every night. That last night it was Bryce Matthews. Leave him in the lineup tonight, man. Well, don't mess with it. Leave him out there. He's seeing it now.
And how about, I know Bryce Matthews is the story. That's the one we can talk about. But how about even Taylor Trammell getting the single to get on? And then, of course, you know, Bryce Matthews making good on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Taylor Trammell was the story of the game the night before.
Yep.
And then it's Bryce Matthews night and Taylor Trammell kind of coming through for you. And I had a moment too, Sean, where I look up and what's that batting order? You got
talking about the Astros batting.
Yeah,
order?
So you got Taylor Trammell, and eventually you get down to Bryce Matthews, and there was a point there where I'm looking up and I'm like, okay, Chaz McCormick, Bryce Matthews, Zach Short. That's the back end of their.
That's the bottom three in the order.
That's the bottom three of the order. And at that point, like it hit me after they were already winning. I'm like, man, they're really doing this with guys like Taylor Trammell being in the lineup, who's never batted higher than fifth in his entire career.
Where was he batting last night?
I think he was fifth.
He was fifth? Yeah.
Yeah, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, he's batting fifth.
Taylor Trammell is your five-hole hitter
right now.
And
he's never batted higher than fifth. So you got Taylor Trammell, who's been important for you the last couple of games.
The last couple games, for sure.
And then that back end of Chaz McCormick, who feels like a shell of himself. And shout out to him for his bunt single last night and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got that, Bryce Matthews, and Zach Short.
Yeah,
and I'm
man.
Like, man. these are the Astros.
This
now.
Is how it's been for a month now.
Yeah.
This is how it's been. And it's and page further down on the box score there and get down to the pitching, Colton Gordon.
Yeah.
Colton Gordon gives you a start. And I said this when they started using the Colton Gordons and the Brandon Walters, Jason Alexander for a start,
yeah,
and Gusto. And you, all I'm asking for these guys, and the ask has not changed because it's not their fault that the lineup is so banged up, the everyday lineup. But just give us what Colton Gordon did last night. 5 2/3, 3 runs, 2 of them earned.
Yeah.
However you get the outs, you get the outs, whether it's strikeouts or whatever, if you're working out of trouble. Just if you get 6 innings and 3 runs out of these guys, I feel that way about Brandon Walters still, even though I don't know what his overall numbers are. He's had 2 bad starts and the rest of them have all been pretty good.
Yeah.
These guys that just, you had no expectation of them being a significant part of your season right now, a significant part. Whatever part you thought Ronel Blanco and Hayden Wisniewski and Spencer Arrighetti were to your season, I know Spencer's going to come back. The other two are done. Whatever you thought they were to your season, that's what these guys are right now.
Yeah.
And we didn't think it was supposed to be this way. So I thought all along, like, man, 5 2/3 and 3 runs or 2 runs, I'll sign up for that with these guys every time with those pitchers. You need more than you're getting out of Hunter right now. And Framber needs to be Framber tonight. You got to keep this thing going. But,
yeah.
But man, shout out to Colton Gordon and Brandon Walter and the rest of the Sugarland refugees that have come up here.
Yeah, I thought Colton Gordon was a really cool story last night, aside from Bryce Matthews. That's the overwhelming story because he's what decided the game, his 2 home runs.
Yeah.
But Colton Gordon, to your point, man, like, he goes out there, and I know Zach Gallen hasn't been the Zach Gallen that he was before this year. It's been an issue, and especially the home run ball. That's another thing. He's been susceptible to the home run ball, and, of course, Bryce Matthews goes out there,
yep,
and takes advantage of that. But Colton Gordon goes out there and gives up 2 earned runs, 3 total because of the throwing error by Zach Short. But overall, outduels a more established pitcher. I mean, I think you got to get a guy a whole lot of credit for what he's been able to give you. Over this last several months or so, like you mentioned, these key guys being out, Colton Gordon can go out there and give you 5 2/3. And all he really gave up was the home run to Eugenio Suarez, who has hit 5 home runs over the last 3 games.
Yeah.
He had 2 Saturday,
no crime in that.
2 Sunday, and 1. So, you know, if that's the one that you're giving up, or one of the big ones that you're giving up, you can live with
it. You're not alone. Yeah, you're not alone. Everybody's 100%. Giving up home runs to him. All right, we're off and running, man, on a Tuesday. This is our last show in studio for a while. Because we'll be out of Texans training camp tomorrow. We're excited about that. Fired up for the season. In fact, ESPN had an article yesterday ranking all of the rosters in the NFL. The talent level of the Texans, where does it stack up among the 32 teams? Do we agree with this? And why the Texans are going to be kings of the AFC South for a long, long time, if you look at this exercise. And B. Scott, if you're looking on the YouTube, has on, this might be my favorite hoodie that I've seen. That is a great Texans hoodie you got on, man. So we'll talk Texans roster coming up next.